And as if that wasn't treat enough, I have another treat for you. From the foothills of the silver mines in Tipperary to Gondane and Me, this is Eitheoin Ní Chóiríonn, one half, unfortunately, only, of An Chéad Ghlin Ella, who is going to wake us gently this morning with Moldov.
She Moldov in Lonnie, she Moldov on Nari, she Moldov is Session on Rosie. Schawin che mora, covro katasa down. She Moldov ang lonne barlam. She Moldov in Lonnie, she Moldov on Nari, she Moldov is Session on Rosie. Schawin che mora, covro katasa down. She Moldov ang lonne barlam.
It is 22 minutes past 8 on a Saturday morning. I bet you there's nobody listening to this programme sounding that good. Thank you so much for that. Well done, you. I want to talk to you about the Rathcarn Gaeltachtaí Gondane Mí, celebrating 90 years since the first families moved there to form this Gaeltachtaí. How conscious, Eitheoin, were you growing up there that you were in this Connemara enclave in the middle of Leinster? Did you compare yourselves to places like Athboy and Trim nearby, or was this just normal?
I would say it was completely normal. Now, we did obviously go to Blanche to shop or to First Isle, or we would head to Trim or Athboy for groceries, but
you didn't feel like the Amish coming into town, no?
It didn't feel like Narnia, although people describe it as Narnia. But it didn't feel like... it didn't feel like anything different, although I guess...
But I think it is different.
It's so different.
Would you sing that way? Would you sing that song if you had been born in Athboy or Trim?
No. No, I wouldn't. Because in Rathcarn, we are so blessed with a really rich tradition and really rich culture. We are so... I would just say that the tradition just embodies us. Mm. And growing up, there was Seanó's tradition, so that was a Seanó song. We were in Seanó's dancing classes. And I wouldn't even say there were classes like at 7 o'clock, you will be here and you will practice, you know, at home. It was very natural. It was a really relaxed...
You were just kind of licking it up off the pavement,
totally,
so to speak.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to bring in other voices from Rathcarn here. Most of the families moved long before you would have been born, because the Land Commission offered land there in 1935 first. So we've been talking to some who would have a memory of that move. Martine O'Maeloid made the journey from west to east as a small child in the 1950s, and Thrasa Vranach caught up with him in the calf shed on his farm, where he was watching his grandchildren meeting the newborns.
It's a lighting bagastin
show. Need a lighting bagastin show, will. Cannot.
Shut on lighting bag.
As I pulled into the farmyard, Cormac and Seamus wanted to show me the newborn calves. But the cow wasn't too happy to see them coming.
When
did you come to Rathcarn first?
1956. Jimmy O'Maeloid and Sonny O'Maeloid. Jimmy, uncle, come ahead. Yes. I don't know how many came in 35, but some came in 36 and again in 37. Yeah, we came in 56 and another man came in 54 over the road, Mikkel Fágin was his name. As Glan Thrasna, Onik Mikkel Fágin now.
Agus Gaeilge Lugar Noi the Agisha Connemara, all sure. Irish in Connemara, all yes. Irish that came up here to Rathcarn.
Nid ydych chi'n mynd i gymau'n sgol, o mae'n siach o trwy gymau'n sgol, i ffyrf o gan beirlam. Fi ydyr mwyn o laidion yn sy'n rhoi feil, agos ni'r hyg mae sy'n yn feil o gymau yn sy'n laidion, so ni'r rhan wael am sy'n laidion o hymor byw. Ac ni'n mael rhaid lle sy'n meil yn rhoi'n mas na blianta.
But obviously,
Not everybody speaks Irish here.
No. We've the only house. We were just the two houses here spoke Irish, and another house about a quarter mile up the road. That's all the Irish speaking people. But I'd have to say, we're great neighbours here ever since we came in 56. Great neighbours, very good to us.
Yeah. It must have been hard for them coming here, and most of them, Irish was their native language, and then they had to maybe change a little bit and speak a bit of English.
Yeah, well, my father and mother were in England for 4 or 5 years, so they were good English speakers. But I know one lady came up from a Trawan, and she used to speak Irish to her kids, and they'd answer in English. She understood them, but never spoke it.
She never spoke English?
She never spoke English, no.
And you've been farming for many a year?
60 years.
60 years?
Yeah, I'd say probably more. I was milking cows when I was 10, and that'd be 64 years ago. Yeah.
When people came here from Connemara and other parts and other Gaeltachts, they were given a house, they were given 22 acres, and they were given a cow and a piglet.
Yeah.
The houses that were built here in the area, your own family had a part, had a hand in building those houses.
Yeah, after we came here, my father was a contractor. He worked for the Land Commission as a block layer, and I served my time with him as a young man at the block laying, and then I'd done the carpentry. I went to England and I'd done a City and Guilds thing, which was a 6 months course. I told you were a carpenter, but I think that's a long time ago now. Yeah. A lot of people are of the idea that the people come up here and they got this land and cows and whatever. Anything they got, they had to pay for it. There was rent and rates on this place, and there was two jugs and our dresser in there in the old house, and there was money in both of them, and the rate man and the rent man had come and collect them. And that's the way that in the 50s, I remember that my mother had always had that money, and she started sending milk to the creamery. That's how she got started, yeah. The first thing she'd have to do is she'd have to have the amount of money they'd want every quarter. It used to come 4 times a year to collect the rent and the rates.
How has the language changed maybe from your father and your mother's time to your time to now the grandchildren? How has that changed over the years, I wonder?
It's changed that I suppose they lost a lot of the old way of speaking it that we had. But a lot of youngsters are speaking it now, but when I'm talking to them, I say things and they look at me and they say, what's that? What does that mean? So the terminology has changed a bit, yeah. A crunyeth agus saivdus na gael gimma. Get hard.
Get a horla. Get a horla.
Yeah, shampoo kids at the law. Did you get a galma?
Ah.
No.
You have 5 calves here in front of you.
Yeah.
It's Bodul that you have, it's suckler cows that you have.
Yeah.
And obviously a lot of people came to this area because the land was good. How is farming going at the moment?
Good price for beef at the beef stock at the moment, and but I think the rules and regulations now are going to kill the small farmers. You won't make a living out of farming the way we're farming here now, or the amount of land we have. It's all changed and things have gone too expensive.
Martin O'Mayloyd there with Trasa Etain is still with me. You know Martin?
Very well.
Of course.
We have our chats after Mass.
There were many other people who came from Connemara to Leinster. We're given the 22 acres, the piglet and the cow. But those communities didn't survive.
Yeah.
What's the difference between Rathcarn and them?
I would say the main difference is their dialect. So in Rathcarn, although the first group came in 1935 and the second group came 2 years later in 1937, they came from Connemara, both groups. So they had the same dialect.
And not from Donegal or not from
they
Kerry.
Weren't, no. And if you think in those times, they didn't have a radio, so they weren't used to hearing those dialects. So I think, I'm not sure, but I think in the other areas that didn't survive, I think they turned to English to understand each other and to have the chats, because in Ireland we like.
So there was something
chats
to be said for kind of keeping it homogenous. And
yeah.
I wonder though, given that you know where you are geographically, you're within the Dublin commuter belt, mm-hmm. and we all know about the pressure on housing.
Yeah,
can Rathcarn keep its distinct nature?
I think, do you know what, my father has a great phrase, and he says, we're small but mighty, or we're small but strong. And I think if you have that spirit, we will survive. And I think it's so important that we do have people attending our primary schools, our secondary schools, and also...
You have a Grail school, a secondary school.
We do,
school.
Yeah.
So that will make a big difference, won't
totally,
it?
Totally, totally. And I think if they support the shop, and if money is coming into the place, it's providing jobs for people, but it's also creating that community spirit. Because, again, to go back to your last question, when the people came in 1935... they knew that they needed a community, so they created a cultural co-op, and they started to work together as a community. And I think if we keep that going, I think it will survive.
Okay, so talk to me about the 90th anniversary celebrations then. There's a lot of different events. I'll allow you to tell me about two or three.
Yeah, okay, so the first one is happening on the 31st of March at 10 o'clock, where Scully Hraunie, so that is the primary school, they will be down at our local park, and the kids will cycle from that park back to the primary school. And it's just symbolising the bicycles that came from Connemara to Rathcarn in 1935. And it's going to be really, really sweet, because on either sides of the road, locals will come out and wear either Galway jerseys or the Galway colours, or the Meath jersey or the Meath colours.
Split loyalty.
Not really nice.
There, isn't it?
Yeah, it's okay. So lovely.
Give me another one.
And then the second one is happening on the 12th of April. So it's 9 years exactly. And that is... So the Heritage Centre, or the Heritage Community Gumleshgill, will have history talks, and they'll also bring people who are interested in the history of Rathcarn. Okay. They'll bring them to the houses.
And when your sister Maura has returned to good health,
yeah.
So sorry she wasn't able to join us this morning, where else can we hear on Kate Dinella?
So we gig all over Ireland. But do you know what? If you follow us on Instagram or Facebook, we have all of our details there. Unhead Halloon Ella. So A-N-C-H-E-A-T.
See how nicely she corrected my pronunciation. That was so sweet of you to do it that way.
No problem.
For that, I promise to do my very best to try and fit in a little bit more music before the end of the programme. Fabulous. Caron, thank you very much for coming to us this morning.
Email countrywide@rte.ie.